Okay, today's daf is Brachas daf Samach Gimel. Brachas Samach Gimel. And again, two notes. Remember, starting on Friday, on Maseches Shabbos, we will be offering the daf on the OU website, www.ou.org/Torah. And you can look under for the My Daf Yomi Shir, but that'll be best from starting on Friday. Will be Maseches Shabbos offered on the OU website. We thank them for the hosting. And again, we thank the Orlinsky family for the Shiurim these past 2 months, L'zeich HaNishlach ben Yachav Yitzchak ben Yaakov Yisrael Orlinsky, and Chaim Abba ben Yosef Yehuda Sussman, as we continue on the second to last daf of Maseches Brachos. We are on the two dots on Samach Beis Amid Beis. We just spoke about the chait of David HaMelech, what exactly he did wrong with counting the people, and what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu see in order, Kaviyachol, in order to stop the plague. Says the Gemara now, getting back to what the Mishnah had been speaking about in the beginning of the parak. Person cannot enter Harabayis with his walking stick. That is considered a pchisis in the covet of Harabayis. Can't walk with a walking stick. The Shvus Yaakov is mechalek in Chelek Gimel between a walking stick that one needs to walk with, what we would call a cane, and it seemed like some type of walking stick that they just used to walk, like a tiyul walking stick. It's the tiyul type of walking stick that is inappropriate to bring onto Harabayis. But that's for a tiyul, it's not for regular walking. But if it's for regular needed walking, says the Shvus Yaakov, that would not be excluded. Right? Similar discussion is had in Hilchas Shabbos. When we speak about, in terms of what is considered a masa for Hilchas Shabbos, says the, again, Mapaskin now, but there are those that say, a number of some shitas that if somebody needs a cane to walk with, maybe it's not a masa, and maybe it's it wouldn't be a masa on Shabbos. Other posts say no, that afal pi cane, it's still considered a masa. That's the Shvus Yaakov in the first tshuva of Chela Gimel. Afilu ma de'id mar b'shas b'arabayis, hainu dafka b'makel, ashah holchen b'hem overi drachim, sheheim meluchlachim harbei. They're very dirty. Ma she'en kein b'makel shu l'kavet as a kenim, v'chashuvim. Right, even not just to help you walk, but the ones that the aristocrats wear. Zekenim v'chashuvim, right? So that's a bizaya? No. Ein bizi zeklau. V'ein l'pak meik bozeh. He says, what's my biggest raya? Umate Moshe yochiach. The mate of Moshe. Avo bishak adesh baruch hu amalei shal na alecha me'al reglecha. Mikol makam holach shamim hamate. K'mishan emar mazeh biyotcha. Right? Moshe took off his shoes because it was like Harabayis, but he was able to walk with his stick. V'ein zerak derech hashivus u'gedula v'hu pashut. And it is obvious, says the Shvus Yaakov. Okay, so that's a different type of walking sticks. The one that we're talking about in the Mishnah is the one that is not for kavod. So the Mishnah also said, again, earlier on the first amud of the perek, Mishnah said you can't walk in with your maklo, minalo, pundaso, dirt on your feet, and also you can't make it a kapandaria or spit, rekika mikal v'chomer. So the Mishnah said, you can't make it a kapadaria or do rakika in there. So what is the kal v'chomer, as we'll see in a second? But first, my kapadaria. What is kapadaria? Unusual word. Amarava kapadaria kishma, just like it sounds. What does that mean? Rav Chana bar Ada b'shmei de Rav Sama b'rei de Rav Mari Amar kemanda Amar inish ad makifna adare. Instead of going around, lay obaha. I'll go straight in. Let's enter in. Instead of going around, lahakif hakafos, going straight in. Basically, a shortcut. Kavadari is a shortcut. One is allowed to use the Harabayis as a shortcut to get to the other side. Amar of Nachman bar Amar Abba bar Avua. Hanechlas lebeis haknesses al manasha lo lasoso kapandaria. Somebody goes into shul because they want to go daven. Right, they want to go. They go in and they think there's mincha there, and they go in and all of a sudden they walk in and they realize there's no mincha. They missed it. The next mincha is in an hour. They allowed to go out the other side, which is closer to their house, meaning to make it a shortcut, not lechadchila with a shortcut in mind. But once they went in, the answer is yes. Mutter lasoso kapadaria. Rabbi Yavoa Omer, imhaya shvil meikaru mutter. If this area, remember, bizmana Talmud, they didn't have buildings, they might have had just areas where they used to daven. If this was a public area, a public street beforehand, and now they just made it into the shul, also mutter, because this is where you went through beforehand. Amar bichelba, amar brafuna. Anichlas abeis akadessus lispalel. Mutter lasoso kapadaria. As we said, If I went into David, I'm allowed to make it a kapadarya, shne'emar, ubavo am ha'aretz lefnei Hashem b'moadim, the pasuk in Yechezkel, when am ha'aretz went in on the moadim, they went in one side and went out the other side. And that's why they went into David, and then they went out the other side. So the Chassid Yavetz on Pirkei Avos talks about that pasuk in Yechezkel relating to everything always has to, we always have to try to keep things exciting in life. And even in the Bizman HaMikdash, another reason why they had people go in and out from different sides is because if you go in one side, if you go out that same side, even if it's the second time, it won't make as big of an impression. What is an impression? You've seen this already. I've done this already. Right? It's in Yonah Diyoma. We suggest going somewhere. You know, the kids say, oh, we were there 4 years ago. No, we went there already. What do you mean we went there already? Like, yeah, you don't remember anything, and you were 2 years old when we went. No, we went there already, right? It's the second time. It's not as exciting. See here, that's what they used to do in the Beis Hamikdash in order to keep it exciting. It should feel like they've never done it before. That's that pasuk in Yechezkel. Interesting. There's so halacha l'maisa. So one is not allowed to use a shul for a kapandarya. What some do, and that is, let's say you have to go into a shul to get something, just for a second. Not exactly kapandaria, but the Bir Halacha suggests that one should stay there for a second, say a pasuk, say a halacha, sit down for a second. Right? That is the minhag olam, that one, if one has to go into a shul, one sits down for a moment, and in that way doesn't use it as a kapandaria. That's a Bir Halacha in Kuf Nun Aleph. Okay, we continue. Verakika Mikal Vachomer. And the Mishnah said that Rakika is off limits from a Kal Vachomer. Again, in the days of the Gemara, Rakika seemed to be more common in terms of spinning. We spoke about spinning earlier during Shmona Esrei. But Amar of Bibi, Amar of Yeshua ben Levi, Kalarokik, Harabayis Bizmanazeh, Kilurokik, Babas Eino. If somebody spits Bizmanazeh on Harabayis, it's like you spit Kavayachal on Hashem's eye. Meaning it's Hashem's place there. Shneamar, Vaya Eini, Velibi, Sham, Kal Hayamim. Hashem says, I am there all the days, right? And therefore, we have to be extra careful when it comes to the Beis HaMikdash. This pasuk, what is considered Harabais without a Zet? That's a good question. It's a big discussion in the poskim. There are some poskim, many poskim, let's say, even the Kotel might have some question, might be questionable. Even the Kotel might be questionable. That's why there are a number of poskim that say that even if one is allowed to touch the Kotel, put one's hands into the cracks of the Kotel, putting a kfit or whatever. There are some poskim, not all, there are some poskim that advise against that. Some say maybe on the outer edge is okay, but the issue is, does the width of the Kotel even have Kedushas Harabayis? That's the Shiloh. So it's a big issue. Even if it does have Harabayis, the next question is, even if it's the external, the outer parts of Harabayis, do we take the chance and the risk of going there where we don't know exactly for sure? Some poskim will say, oh, we do know for sure, it's not a problem. Many poskim are not a fan of going up at the Harabayis. There are those that do go up at the Harabayis. Again, we're not poskim now. If one has their, one's posek says that, so then one could follow their posek. But because of the unclear elements, so that's why many poskim just are saying, well, no, we'll wait when it's time. I'd be as gold tzedek to make our way up there. Interesting, the Rambam never quotes this pasuk. When the rokeik bizman hazeh, ki rokeik bibas eino, Rav Soloveitchik points out that he doesn't quote this pasuk. So he says there might be different elements of Harabayis, full Kedushas Harabayis, versus even if the Beis HaMikdash is not there. But then the Rav says, Soloveitchik says right here in the Rishim HaShiurim, of course, the Rambam. Mitzvah sase li roman amikdash. Shemro mikdash itiro. Be'ezi hi yiroso. Shle ikonis l'harabais maklo binolo baraglov. Ve'insarach lomar not to spit. Mevorsha isser laruku b'chal mitzvah smor amikdash. The Rambam puts rakika not based on this pasuk, but part of the larger mitzvah of mor amikdash. Ulechora hatam da'asur liruk b'harabais. Ap izmanazeh. Lechora, according to the Rambam, why is it Asur Bizmanazeh? Why is it still Mor HaMikdash? Because we hold that the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash is still there. Kedusha Shnia, Kitshul HaShaita, V'Kitshul HaAsur Lava, or even Kedusha Rishona in terms of Harabayis. Kedusha Yerushalayim is the rest of Eretz Yisrael is a separate. Kedusha Rishona, Kitshul HaShaita, V'Kitshul HaAsur Lava. So then ask the Rav Soloveitchik, would the Ravid say otherwise? It's a well-known Ravid where the Ravid says there is no kares for walking on Harabayis Bizmanazeh. So would the Ravid say you're allowed to spit onto Harabayis Bizman HaZeh? So Rav Soloveitchik assumes not. He says, Harabayis is still the Makom HaNivchar, even if it's not Kedusha Lasa Lavo. And once becoming the Makam HaNivchar, the Chala Mora Mikdash. The question is, what is Mora Mikdash a function of? Is it a function of the Kedusha of Har HaBayis or the chosen nature of Har HaBayis? So Rav Soloveitchik assumes that he would say, because the Rav doesn't argue by Rakika, he would say that the Isser of Rakika flowing from Mora Mikdash is totally on the chosenness, and therefore it would be usher even if you don't say Kedusha Rishon and Kedusha L'Shaita V'Kedusha L'Aselava. So Major points out in another article where he discusses the different names of the Beis HaMikdash. We call it Beis HaMikdash. We also call it Beis HaBechira. Beis HaBechira might have a different connotation than Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaBechira might have been earlier in history, but before it became Beis HaMikdash, it was Beis HaBechira. It was already chosen beforehand, before David HaMelech sanctified the Ritzpah, before Shlomo HaMelech built the walls. So there might be certain halachos that are totally on Nivchar status, certain halachos that are totally on Mikdash status. Good. Says the Gemara, continuing. So we continue with Rakika. Amar Rava, Rakika bebeis haKnesses Sharya. One is allowed to do Rakika in a shul. Midi the Havi Amino. Where do you get that from? From just like shoes. Ma Amino barabais aser beis haKnesses Mutter. Just like we all wore our shoes into shul today. Even though you're not allowed to wear your shoes on the harabayas, safra kika the harabayas who the aser beis hakneses shari. So to rekika would be mutter, just like minol. Amli Rav Papa l'Rava, v'amri la Ravina l'Rava, v'amri la Ravada bar Masa l'Rava. Somebody said to Rava, adi yalef mi minol nele bikapandaria. Why do we compare rekika to minol and we say therefore it's mutter in a shul? Why do we compare it to kapandaria, which is aser in harabayas and it should be aser in a shul? Amalei. So Rava answers, Tana Yalef mi Minol, Vyat Amrit mi Kapandaria. There's a Brisa. The Brisa says he's supposed to learn it from Minol. So you want to learn it from Kapandaria? Mahi, what's the Brisa? Tanya. Lo yikani sadam harabayis, says the Tosefta. You can't walk out the harabayis. Lo b'maklo shabiyado, v'lo b'minalo shabaraglo. Not with a stick in your hand, your feet, your shoes on your feet. V'lo b'ma'os hatsurin lo b'sadino. Or with your wallet. With your money belt, and with your satchel, with your bag thrown behind you, and a person cannot make it a kapandaria or a kika. Kavachomer for minol. Uma minol she'ein bo derech bizayon. If minol, which is not disgraceful, amrit Torah shalna alecha me'al raglecha, and yet we have to take off our shoes, rekika shiderach bizayin lo kol shekein. So surely rekika. So you see, minol is a malamed. So says Rava, what are you asking me to learn it from Kapadarya? The minol is the real malamed. Continuing the Tosefta, Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda omer eino tzarech, hari omer ki ein lavo el shar hamelech belevush sak. Says in Esther. Esther says, you can't go into the melech with sackcloth. If sackcloth, which is not disgusting in front of Basar Adam, is just inappropriate, either way, according to opinion number one, you see minol is the malamed. So how could you, the questioner, suggest to learn it from Kapandaria, shall learn it from minol? So Marley, Rava says, no. I know how he came in. This is what I meant. Not to learn it from minol and kapadaria instead, but learn it from both lechumra. Name a hacha lechumra, vacha lechumra. Learn it both from kapadaria or from minol. Ve'ema, and say as follows. Harabai is to aser b'minol, lilfami minol. Harabai is, which is aser min for minol. So learn to base hakneses that it is also aser. Aval base hakneses to shari b'minol. Learn that. Rakik is aser. Aval beis haknesses to shori b'minol adiyalef miminol ula heter nilef mikapadaria v'le iser. So learn it from kapadaria, meaning take each malamed l'chumra for beis haknesses. That's my shaila. Not just to learn from minol and not to learn from kapadaria, not from minol. Learn it from both. So the Gemara answers, and there was an entire yardside drasha by Rav Soloveitchik built on the next three words of the Gemara. Two words after Rava's statement. El amarava ki beso. Those two words, like your house. We'll talk about it in a second. Ma beso akapandaria kapit inish arakiku mina lo kapit inish. Just like in your own house, you are makpid on shortcuts. You don't let people come in from this. Oh, can I just go through your living room in order to get to my house? You don't allow that. Shortcuts. But arakiku mina lo kapit inish. You don't make people take off their shoes if they're not muddy walking in. Right? Oh, take off your shoes? No, my makam is a makam kadosh. No. Or rakika. So Apesaknesses Kapadar Yudasa Rukiko Minol Shari. Dope ki beso. Rav Soloveitchik discussed what is the difference between Kedushas Beis HaKnesses and Kedushas Beis HaMikdash. Soloveitchik spoke about this in, again, there are different volumes, versions, in Maishir Mosech Rav Amari, it's in volume 1, page Samach Dalid, Samach Hei, continuing. Yes, what's the difference between the Kedusha Beis HaKnesses and Beis HaMikdash? Because on the one hand, they seem to be similar. Beis HaKnesses is called Mikdash Ma'at, the same pasuk that says that there's Kedusha in the Beis HaMikdash even after it's desolate. Pasuk in Mishnah and Maseches Megillah, that same pasuk is used for Beis HaKnesses. So there are a lot of parallels between Beis HaMikdash and Beis HaKnesses. And yet we know there are differences. You can walk into shul with your shoes. You can't walk onto Har HaBayis with your shoes. Or with your money belt. So what's the difference? So Rav Soloveitchik said, on a conceptual level, Rav is the secret. Ki beso. Both Beis HaKnesses and Beis HaMikdash are places where we meet God. The question is, who's the home court? Who's the host? Beis HaKnesses, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the host. We go to see Him. Beis HaKnesses, we are the host. And Hashem Kaviyachol comes to see us. So when it's our home court, there's a lower standard. Lahavdil, if you meet the president in your living room versus meeting the president in the Oval Office, it's different rules. Right? Different rules, even though you're both in intense connection meeting, but there are different rules. So that's why there's no issue of Mora Beis HaKnesses, as much as there is Mora Mikdash. Ki beso. Rava says you treat the shul like your house in a certain way, and the rules would be parallel. So that's why there's a difference between Beis HaKnesses and Beis HaMikdash. Rav Soloveitchik used that to explain the difference even between Shabbos and Yontif. Rav Soloveitchik in that same article asked, number one, why is there Kabbalah Shabbos and not Kabbalah Yontif? Right, even a Chol HaMoed, right, we knock out, you know, Kabbalah Shabbos. Why? Why is there Kabbalah Shabbos and not Kabbalah Yontif? Question one. Why is it that the Hagos Mamanias and other posts can say that your Yontif clothes have to cost even more than your Shabbos clothes? Question three. Why is it that Bali Tosfos point out, we know that Shiva is broken by Yontif and not by Shabbos? By definition, every Shabbos has a Shiva in it. Why? Why? So Tosfos says, because Shabbos has Oneg and Yontif has Simcha. Why? Why does Shabbos not have Simcha? Even though some of the Zmiris that we say, Ki Yom Smachos Hu Usa Samcheni, right, in Ki Eshmer Shabbos. So we have a couple of Blue Jibs, but why? So if Soloveitchik explained, because Shabbos and Yontif on a conceptual level are just like Beis HaKnesses and Beis HaMikdash. Yontif, a lot of connections between Yontif and the Mikdash. Yontif is the day that we go to Hashem. We bask in His presence, but He conceptually is the host. And that's why there's no Kabbalah's Yontif, because we're going to Him. And that's why our clothes even cost more. Why? Because we're going to be the HaKadosh Baruch Hu on His home turf. And that's why there's a special Simcha, because we're invited to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's abode. Mashiach Shabbos, Kabbalah Shabbos, He comes to us. We're Mekabel Him. It's a little more relaxed. There's not as much. There's Oneg, but there's no Simcha. Again, He develops the whole idea there in the Artside Shir. That's in a very important piece that he bases it on. Rava's two words, ki beso. Those are the two most exciting words according to Rav Soloveitchik in this entire last parak. Ki beso, because we compare the shul to one's house. Okay, weiter. Kolchos be bracha shev mikdash v'chulu. Whenever they said an answer to a bracha in the mikdash, so they did not say amen. They said baruch shem. V'kolchak lama why lefishein onin amen by mikdash? Because you don't answer amen in the base of mikdash. Why not? So the marsha, not here, but the marsha in Maseches Sota. You see this line also appears in Sota. Marsha says amen is gematria 91. Amen is gematria 91. Hashem's name yudke vavke. The Kri and the Ksiv. The Kri is how we say it. We say Ado, but it's written Yudke Vavke. Yudke Vavke is Gematria 26, and Ado is Gematria. Ado, I can't do it in my head, right? Ado is Gematria. Right? No, that's what? 70? Right? 70? No, it's 91 minus 26. Right? 65. 65, right? Right, 65. Ado is, right, is the, it's 65. So if you put the Kri and the Ksiv together, that's 91, that's Amen. But in the Beis HaMikdash, you say it as it's pronounced. Right, we don't say Kri and Ksiv in the Beis HaMikdash. We don't say Ado. They said Yudke Vavke in the Beis HaMikdash. So that's why the whole idea of Amen, which is Amitas HaDavar, based on the Kri and the Ksiv, so he says that's, again, there's a lot of, a pi kavala in that thought, but he says the gematria of the Kriya and the Ksiv together, equaling Amin, is only outside the base of Mikdash. The base of Mikdash, where we say it, kichsavo, and we, the base of the Kohen Gadol has a kichsavo, so that does not apply, and therefore, we say Baruch Shem. Uminai Shein on Amin ba Mikdash, how do we know that? Shinemar, Kuma Baruchu, Hashem Alokecha, Min Ha'olam, Ad Ha'olam, Vomer, Vivarchu, Shem Kvodecha. Right, that's like Baruch Shem Kvod. Vivarchu, Shem Kvodecha. Romam, Akol Bracha Utila, Hashem is raised above every praise. Yochol kol habrachos kulan tehei lohen tehilah achas. You might think that all the brachos there, you just listen and say one Baruch Shem at the end. If you hear many brachos, tamalomar, no. Romam al kol bracho tehilah. Each one. Al kol bracho bracha tein lo tehilah. Each one requires. Good. Hiskinu shi adam shol b'shalom chaveiro v'chulu. A person should be shol b'shalom chaveiro. Mai v'omer. What does it mean, va'omer? There are a couple of psukim. Remember in the Mishnah? The Mishnah said, e'ashlam chaveiro, you learn it from Boaz, va'yom alakotz from Hashem imachem, and then va'omer, another pasuk by Gidon, Hashem imachem chagi barachayel, va'omer, and it quoted four different psukim. So what do we need four psukim to prove the same point? So my va'omer, v'chitema Boaz midayti denafshi kamar, because in the first pasuk, you might have thought that Boaz did it. But who says we're supposed to learn from it? Tashma, Hashem imachem chagi barachayel. As we learn it from Gidon. No, it was just a malach talking to Gidon, not to learn from it. Tashma, tavos kizekni imecha. Va'omer, he said, lasos Hashem, mefiru torasecha. It's time to be, eis lasos Hashem. You could use Hashem's name, mefiru torasecha. That's the best. I saw one of the Achronim point out, when he was the question, maybe Boaz did it for himself. You could ask that question on anything in Shas. Or what do we have earlier? We learned all the halachas by Chana, about tefillah. Oh, maybe Chana did it for herself. Who says we're supposed to learn from there? Who says we're supposed to learn from Boaz? What kind of question is that? The answer is no, because Boaz, there was counter-pressure. Why? Because he was using Shem Hashem. So whenever there's counter-pressure, that's what we say, who knows, maybe it's Harasha. Maybe we're not supposed to do it. That's why the Gemara asked it here. We have to know that it is okay for us as well. Amar Rava, Haikra Mirisha L'Seifei Midrash, Miseifa L'Reishi Midrash, it could be darshint either way. Either the beginning explaining the end or vice versa. Mirisha L'Seifa Midrash, Eis Lasos L'Hashem, my time, it's a time to do for Hashem. Why? Mishum, Hefei Torah Secha. Because the Torah is going to be disgraced unless you act. Miseifa L'Reishi Midrash, Hefei Torah Secha, my time, and Mishum, Eis Lasos L'Hashem. Stop there for a moment. Good, fascinating question. I saw in the, once we're talking about saying hello. Saying hello. First of all, remember a couple of weeks ago we had in the Parsha Shir, a thought of Rav Mordechai Eliyahu about saying hello. About what that teaches us about the Olam HaEmes. That you could say, somebody could call you from the other side of the world and you could answer hello here. Somebody could take a picture and you could see it on the other side that tells us about in Shemayim. We can't fathom that every sicha is going to be recorded and every thing that we do is a picture is taken. It says that's why there are telephones and cameras in the world. Right, saying hello. So I was talking about She'ela Shalom B'Migdash. That's why he says maybe there's a cell phone in the world. To teach us that everything is recorded. Everything's recorded upstairs. But related to that, in the Chachuki Chebed, he talks about, listen to the case. Somebody comes into Shul on Shabbos, and he's not the firmest of people. And maybe doing Kiruv on him. He's called up to get an Aliyah. He's about to get an Aliyah. His cell phone goes off in his pocket. Cell phone goes off in his pocket. So what do you do? You tell him to turn it off? Don't turn it off. That's also a malacha. Or do you say to him, what does he do? What if he doesn't know what to do? He's not amazed. He's not a lahachas guy. He's just not so firm yet. So what do you do? Do you say, oh, I'm sure it's pikuach nefesh. I'm sure somebody's life's in danger. Why don't you just, check who it is? Or, you know, what happens if he turns it off without your asking? Is he still allowed to get the aliyah? He was Machal Shabbos Bafar Hesher right in front of you. Right? So that's, these are serious, serious Shilas. That's what he says. Tshuva. He says, the best thing to do is to say to him, Anachnu betuchim shatzil salai bikuach nefesh. And if he answers, well, no, it wasn't. Right? So then what do you do? He says, you should not give him the aliyah in that case. It was Mamash Machal Shabbos right in front of you, right before the aliyah. So what do you do? He says, what? Unless, are you worried that if you don't give him the aliyah, he's never going to come back to shul? And then you're going to drive him more away from Yadus. serious shilas. Not exactly sure. He says, what if he started already making the brachas? He says, b'di'evad. He says, the guy's there. Do you answer Amin for his brachas? You answer Amin to a Machal Shabbos before Hesya? Baruchu es Hashem Hamvorach. Right? That's what he says right after he turns off his cell phone in public. Interesting shiloh, exactly. It's not simple exactly what to do in that circumstance. Okay, I guess before the Gabbai gives out aliyahs, he should tell him to tell him to turn off his cell phone.
If he's not a shvog, if he's not Macy, he's not doing a lahachis.
Right, so what if he's a Tinuk Shanishpa? But the shaila is, right now, he was just Bechal Shabbos, right in front of you, in front of the whole shul. Right, so what do you do? What if the phone is going off? What if the guy knows that you're not allowed to turn off the phone? See, he's not turning off his phone. He doesn't want to be Bechal Shabbos in front of everybody. Is it more zilzal of Shabbos in the shul to have the phone? What if he has a crazy ringtone that's like playing some other... So is that a zilzal of covered based on Knesset? And covet of Shabbos? Or you say, no, it's covet Shabbos to have it go off and not do anything. Interesting. What if the guy calls back 2 seconds later because the guy didn't pick up? I mean, it's just... Okay. Tanya says the Brisa, Hillel Zakin Omer, B'shas HaMach Nisin Pazer. At the time that everybody is gathering, scatter. B'shas HaMafazrim Kanes. When everybody is scattering, gather. What does that mean? So Rashi says this has to do with Talmud Torah. When everybody is gathering in and nobody's teaching Torah, so then Pazer, scatter Torah. You teach Torah to everybody. At a time when everybody is scattering Torah, meaning there's enough people, then Kanes, then you could gather in. V'imra Isa Dorsha Torah Chaviva Allah Pazer. But if everybody loves the Torah, Torah is Chaviv, so then you could scatter it even if there are others. Shnei Amar Yesh B'Pazer B'Nosav Od. And you could be Mosif. If Torah is not Chaviv, Kanes. That's why this is quoted here. So at a time of scattering, you could gather in. There is a beautiful Rama in the Hakdamah to the Darkei Moshe, where the Rama writes, it's a tremendous Musa. I think I mentioned this before, but the Darkei Moshe says that when he was writing the Darkei Moshe, and he was starting to write a Shulchan Aruch, himself, the Rama, that's when he got the Beis Yosef. And he got the Shulchan Aruch. He got that while he was in the middle of writing his own Shulchan Aruch. And the Rama writes, now I'm stuck. What do I do? Do I write my own Shulchan Aruch? Do I come out with, you know, the Ashkenazi Shulchan Aruch? Or do I keep the Beis Yosef Shulchan Aruch and I'm Mosef and I just add on Ha'aris and I write down, this is where the Ashkenazim differ. And he went like the Rama and the Riff and the Rush, but I'm going to go like Baalei Tosfos. What do I do? So he chose the latter. He chose the latter, of course, in a tremendous act of Anava, but that's a Bechina of Bishas Pazer Kanes, at a time of scattering, so then one can gather in. Okay, we continue. Darish Rav Bar Kapara Zulus Kibbutz Kine Mine. Zulus Kibbutz, what does that mean? So Rashi says, if you see business, something that is very cheap, buy, because it'll eventually get expensive, right? Zulus Kibbutz, when it's cheap, buy, on the side, I change it to kafats, jump. Kine mine, jump. Ba'asar deles gavar taman. And also, when a place where there is no person, have gvar, be a man. Amar ba'i shpamina, right? Meaning, like it says in Pirkei Avos, b'makom she'ein ish, hishtadel lihios ish. Place where there's no man, be like a man. The Marsha asks, you know, what's the chiddush of bar kapara? It's in the first mission in Pirkei Avos. B'shah she'ein ish, hishtadel lihios ish. So the Marsha says, maybe one place is talking about that's talking about Tzorchei Tzibur there. And the Marsha says, even if it means some of the Talmud Torah is going to be minimized because a person is Oseg B'Tzorchei Tzibur, that's what you have to do. Mashiachid here, we're talking about Talmud Torah. In terms of Harbatzah's Torah, in a place where there's no man spreading Torah, you try to be the man and spread Torah. Amar Abaya, Shmamina Ba'asar Di'iz Gavar Taman Lo Tavigvar. So Abaya says, you learn from here, in a place where there is already a man, you don't have to be a man. So Pshita, that's obvious. It's obvious that there's already somebody doing the job. Lo Gnitzrecha Elo B'Shashneim Shavim. If you're equal to someone else, if someone else wants to do the job, one can let him do it, one could be step aside. Dorish Ba'kapara Ezeo Parsha Ketana Shekal Gufei Torah Teluya Ba. What is a small part of Torah that is a tremendously important that all the rest of Torah is tully on? Bechol derachecha da'ehu v'hu yiyasher archosecha. It is the pasuk in Mishlei with all of your derachim. In everything you do in life, know God v'hu yiyasher archosecha, and He will make straight your archos. Right? The Rambam made this line famous. The Rambam's entire parak in Hilchos Deos in Parak Gimel discusses how every area of our life is supposed to be channeled and guided by b'chol d'rachecha de'ehu. The Rambam says when we sleep and when we eat, everything we do in life should be guided by b'chol d'rachecha de'ehu, and in that way, everything related to our lives could be a mitzvah. Afil b'shasha yashen, even if you're sleeping. Nimsa sheda shalo avoda l'mako baruchu. Everything we do, eating, drinking, sleeping, walking, everything should be totally on derechecha da'ehu. The Shlach Kadosh, Mr. Brewer quotes the Shlach Kadosh at least twice in the second chelek, where he says, if everything a person eats is l'shem shamayim, then every single thing we eat could be considered a seudas mitzvah. Says the Gemara continuing. Darsh bar kapara l'olam yom adam es beno uman es kala v'nikia. Nikia v'kala. A person should always teach their son some type of trade. Nikia v'kala. Rather, Ben Yoyada points out, even if somebody is an ashir, even if somebody doesn't need it, but a person has to work in life. Mahu omer, mahi omer, mahi, what is in one of Nikia v'kala? Amar of Chizda, machta de talmayusa. Even some type of sewing, some type, Rashi says, shaha tfiros asuyos shiro shiros, kitalmi amana, some type of basic talmayusa might mean plowing, some type of basic trade that would be, that would be a numanus Nikia v'kala. Good, Tanya, Rabbi Omer, thank you. La olam al yarba adam reim betoch beso, a person should not have tons of friends in his house. You know, there's got to be somewhat of a little privacy in one's house. Shademar Ishraim Lisroa'ah. Right, it's negative. A person has to have some privacy. Tanya Rabbi Omer called Yimna Adam Apu Chapis Bitoch Beso. Person should not prevent. Yimana Adam Apu Chapis Bitoch Beso. Shemale Lomina Putiver as Yosef Apu Chapis Bitoch Beso. Lo Bala Oso Davar. If he wouldn't have appointed Yosef as the Apu Chapis, then the whole story wouldn't have happened. So appointing an apotropis is not always the best thing. You should let take care of things yourself, not always have a stranger to be so comfortable in one's house. Tanya, Rabbi Omer, Laman Isvacha Parshas Nazir LaParshas Sota. Why, Chazal quoted elsewhere as well, why is Nazir and Sota next to each other in Parshas Naso? Lo Melacha Shkala Roa Sota B'Kilkula Yazar Asmo Menayayin. Person who sees a Sota B'Kilkula. Again, I apologize for the cough. Yazar Asmo Menayayin. A person sees what happens to a Sota, and they know that this Isha Sota, what happens, many times it comes from a situation of wine, so he will stop drinking wine, which means being separating oneself from all Mosaros. Amar Chizkiya Bereid Rebbe Parnach. Amar Rebbe Yochanan. Laman Isbacha Parshas Sota. The Parshas Trumos U'Maisaris. Why also in Sota? Why is it connected? Lomar Lacha. Shekol Sheyesh Lo Trumos U'Maisaris Ve'Einon Ostan LaKohen Sof Nitzrach LaKohen Ayde Ishto. If somebody does not give Trumus and Maisris, he will eventually need the Kohen. He thinks he's not going to go to the Kohen. He'll eventually will have to go to the Kohen, Mita Keneged Mita. You think you're saving yourself a trip, but it's not going to work. Shenemar B'ishas Kadashav Lo Yihiyu. It says that if a person keeps the Kachem to himself, V'samach Le Ish Ishki Sista Ishto. V'ksiv, and also it says, V'iviho Ish Es Ishto V'chulu. Below out Elisha Sofs and Israq Lahan. Shabbat Vishas Kadashav Lo Yihu, a person, Rahman al Islam, would also become an ani, and he will need the Kachim himself. Will he need the Matanos himself? Amr of Nachman Bar Yitzchak Vim Nasnan, and if you give them, Sof Misaser. If you give them, you will end up being Misaser. You will be getting the money as well. As it says, Aser b'shvil shetit aser elsewhere. Shene'emar, ishes asher yitain la'kohen, lo yihiyah. If a person gives to the kohen, it will be for him, lo yihiyah, mamon harbe. Amar afuna b'abrech yimishim rebel azra kapar, kol mishatev shem shamayim b'tzaro, koflin lo parnasaso. If a person brings Hashem into his tzar, koflin lo parnasaso, his parnasa will be doubled. What does that mean, bringing Hashem into your tzar? Rashi says, tupshatim. Either mivarech al ra dayna emes, you bring him into your tzar, you make the bracha of dayna emes, or you daven. Bringing him into your tzar is also davening. Koflin lo panasaso shneamar v'haya shakai bitzarecha v'kesef toafos lecha. Right, if Hashem is with your tzaris, the kesef toafos lecha, the kesef will flow to you. Rishor Bar Achmeni Amar Panasaso Mo Fefeslo. It will be floating to you, could see bar like a bird. Shtemer Vekesef Tofos Lacha. Okay. Amar Tevi Amar Yoshia. Kol Amarap Asmami Devei Torah Ein Bo Koach Lamo B'Yom Sara. If somebody weakens themselves and is soft in their commitment to Talmud Torah, then B'Yom Sara, one won't have strength. Shneemar, meaning you have to push yourself in Torah, and then we'll be able to push ourselves in other areas as well. Shneemar Hisra Pisa, if you acted softly, B'Yom Sara, Sara Kochacha, it will be soft. Amar Rabbi Ami Bar Masna Amar Shmuel Vafilu Mitzvah Achas, even in one mitzvah, Shneemar Hisra Pisa Mikol Makom. Right, we have to act with every mitzvah with passion, with fire, with vigor. I mentioned many times the Beis Yosef in Hilchos. In Hilchos Brachas Amazon, the halacha according to Shulchan Aruch is that when one benches, one is supposed to remove the knife from the table, at least on a weekday. On Shabbos they say maybe not, but on a weekday. Why? Why remove the knife? So some said there are two pshatim given in the Beis Yosef. Either because the Shulchan, as we had earlier in the parak, is the symbol of the Mizbeach, which is Marech, the life of a person, and the knife is a Mekatzer, and it's Eino Bedin that the knife should be on the table. And the other suggestion by the Beis Yosef is that because there was one time in history, there was a person, I think this is in the name of Rabbeinu Simcha, there was a person that got so upset when he started saying Uvnei Yerushalayim, and he didn't have the Beis HaMikdash, he took the knife and he stabbed himself. So that's why, forevermore, we don't have a knife on the table. Ask the Bali Musar. Well, because there was one crazy guy in history, so we don't have a knife on the table? The answer is no, because we remember how passionate somebody was about Binyan Beis HaMikdash, how much he felt, how much he was on fire for Binyan Beis HaMikdash. That's this Gemara, right? We can't be merap, that's what we did with Torah. We have to be strong, we have to be there, we have to be on fire. Amar of Safra, says of Safra, Rabbi Yavo, Avi Mishtoi, Rabbi Yavo once told us, Kishiyot Chanina ben Achi Rabbi Yoshua Lagola, Hayim Ma'aber Shanim, Mokovea Chadashim Bechutz La'aretz. When Rabbi Yoshua, when Chanina went down, so he was Ma'aber Shanim and Kovea Chadashim, he set the calendar in Chutz La'aretz. The Ritva says he didn't actually, but they did all the Chishuv, they did all the calculations. You have to say it in Eretz Yisrael. But the calculations were also done in Eretz Yisrael, but here we did it in Chutz La'aretz. Shagrach Rav Shnei Talmidei Chachamim, Reb Yosi ben Kippar uben Benosh and Zachariah ben Kavutal. They sent these two great rabbis to see what was going on. Kivat Shara Osam. Once he saw them, Amar Lahem, Lama Basem, why are you here? He already suspected something. Amrule Lomal Torah Banu. Okay, they came to hear a shir. Hichr Zaleim Anashim Allah Lugdoli Adarim. He says, okay, these are great people. Treat them with respect. Va'avu Sehem Shimsha Bebeis HaMikdash. And their forefathers were in the Beis HaMikdash. Kosa Shashaninu, like we learned in the Mishnah in Meseches Yuma. Zachariah ben Kavutal Omer Harbei Pamim Karisi Lefanav B'Sefer Daniel. As Zachariah ben Kavutal reminisced about what he used to learn with the Kohen Gadol the night of Yom Kippur. He says, many times I remember, I read with him Sefer Daniel. So Hischil, who metame vehein metarim, who osevei matirim, he started giving shir, the person, this Rabbi Chanina, who was in Chutz La'aretz, and every time he said something, they contradicted it. Hichris, even Lakula. Hichris aleihem, so he said, anashim alalu shal shaveim, who are these people? Shal toheim, they're just here to cause trouble. Amru lo kfar banita, v'yeta yachal listar. No, you already built us up. You already told everybody we're great. So you're going to tell them now that we're going to change it. Kfar gadarta, v'yeta yochal lifrots. Amar lahem, v'pnei ma ani mitameh v'atem matarim, ani yosef v'atem matirim. So why are you doing this? Why are you making it difficult? Amru lo, v'pnei sha'atah ma'abr shanim, v'koveh chadashim b'chutz la'aretz. Because you're doing something inappropriate. Amar lahem, he says, but what do you mean? I'm not the first. V'halo, Akiva ben Yosef, v'yem ma'abr shanim, v'koveh chadashim b'chutz la'aretz. Rabbi Akiva did it. Amru lo hanach Rabbi Akiva shalom inicha mosav Eretz Yisrael. What do you mean? There was nobody like him in Eretz Yisrael. So he did it. Just before we continue, so how did he do it though? If it's a din in Eretz Yisrael. How did he do it? So again, Rav Soloveitchik has an article about this. Rav Schechter quotes it in Eretz HaTzvi on page Reish Laman Aleph, where he says, the Bezdin HaGadol, functions in two ways. Number one, they are the ultimate in justice. If there's a difficult question, so then they is brought to the Supreme Court to decide the most difficult, thorny issues, number one. But number two, they also act as representatives of the entire Jewish people, of Klal Yisrael. for certain halachas to add on to the to be marchiv the city of Yerushalayim. They have to take part. Why do they have to take part? Right, some of them go to take part in the Egel Arufas ceremony. Why? Because they are the representatives of Klal Yisrael. There are certain halachas that they act as, just like there are two types of witnesses, Rav Soloveitchik said, there's Edei Birur and Edei Kiyum. Edei Birur are, you need witnesses to figure out what happened, right, to prove what happened. But then sometimes you need witnesses just to be there. For a wedding, you don't need the witnesses just to know what happened. If you have a video, it's also not good enough. They have to be there, Edei Kiyum L'Kayim HaDavar. You need their trans. My Rebbe Rav Rosen always says, you need their transcendental their presence lends a transcendental element to what is going on, and it didn't take place unless they witness it. Right? That's not just being mavarer; they're being makayim the what happened. So Bezdin also serves these functions. So the second function includes this kvias haluach, setting the calendar. So therefore, Bezdin HaGadol in Eretz Yisrael, there are usually the shluchim and the representatives of all of Klal Yisrael. What if there is nobody there? So then you could do it in a chutz laaretz too, but all as a chalosh shem of all of Klal Yisrael. But this Rabbi Akiva is going through the Bezdin of Eretz Yisrael, but for all of Bnei Yisrael, and therefore that's why he's allowed to do it. If there's nobody else as great as him there, because he's representing Klal Yisrael, and the greatest rabbi represents Klal Yisrael. So they say to him, back to the story, leave Rabbi Akiva alone. There was nobody like him. So Amar Leih says, Afani, lo hinachti kemosi b'Eretz Yisrael. He wasn't saying this out of gaiva. He was just saying this out, you know, it was true at the time that he left. So Amar Leih, they say to him, it used to be true, but now people have gotten older. Gidim shehinach the nasu tiyashim. The little goats have grown up. Ba'alei karnayim. Ve'im shegrunu etzlecha. Right, the little goats that you left are older rams now, and they could do it themselves. V'chein amrulan, they said to us, l'chu v'imrulo b'shmeinu, go tell them in our name, im shomea muta. They said, you have to stop now, because that now they're a gedolim in Eretz Yisrael. And you could say, everybody here was l'shem shamayim. Im shomea muta, if you listen great, v'im lav, yevin nidui, we're going to excommunicate you. The Imru Lachinu Shebegola, and tell our friends, our brethren in the Galus, Im Shomin Mutab, if you listen, great, Vim Lav, and if not, Ya'alu Lahar, if you don't listen and you're just going to be rebellious, just go up to a mountain and just throw everything away. Achia Yivne Mizbeach, Achia, one of the heads of the Gola, could build a Mizbeach, Hananya Yinagim Bekinar, the Yichbru Kulam, they could all deny God, the Yomru, Ein Lahem Chilab, Elokei Yisrael, meaning if you refuse here, but it sounds like what happened at the end of Sefer Shoftim, right? The one with the splittings up, right? So he says that, you know, if you refuse, you refuse. So Miyad, all of a sudden, they heard this, like, no, we never meant that. Again, he was all shaved Shemayim. At the time that he left, there was nobody. Miyad, go, kalam, bebichiyah, v'amru, chas, v'shalom, yesh lanu chelek, b'lokei Yisrael. Right? We have a chelek, and therefore they stopped doing it. V'kol kach lame, and what was the big issue? Why was it so inappropriate? Mishum shenemar, ki mitzion teitze Torah, udvar Hashem Yerushalayim, because it's from Sion, Teitzei Torah, and that includes, according to the Gemara, sending the calendar. So, Bishlamahu Matar Vimatam and Lachumra, fine, I understand that they could contradict in the Lachumra direction. Allahu Matame, Vahimatarim, Hechi Have, how could they do that? Vatanya, we learned in the Brisa, Chacham Shatime, Ein Chaveir Rashai Latir, Asar, Ein Chaveir Rashai Lahatir. Right, you can't just, once a psak is given, it's given. So, how could they be Mako? Kasavri kihechad lo nigru ba'abasrei. No, still, they didn't want people to follow and think that chutz la'aretz could win. And chutz la'aretz in this halacha, could override Eretz Yisrael. The Gra says it must be that Meikar Adin, they thought it was mutter. It must be that. They can't change halacha and be makel against halacha. The Gra says it has to be that Meikar Adin, they were makel. But usually they were choshesh l'chobra for the other shitas. But here they said no. They will go based on the Me'ikr, Me'ikr Adin. This halacha about not changing the psak of a chachem, very fascinating discussion, although we're trying to discuss it in the beginning of Maseches Avodah Zarah. What's the reason for this? Once you ask one rabbi and he says it's not kosher, you're not supposed to go ask another rabbi. And the second rabbi, once he hears about it, that's not supposed to be matir. So pasha is because of the covenant of the first rav. He already said something, so I'm not allowed to change it. The Ravid has another pshat, interesting pshat. The Ravid, it's quoted in the Ran on the first page of Avodah Zarah. The Ravid says, it gets the status of treif. once there's a psak on it. Veshuv ein la heter. That's the concept in Yerodea also about basar shenisha bashela. If there was a piece of meat that a shayla was asked about, even if you say it's mutter, some people won't eat it. People won't eat it. So this chaticha, it's a chalos shame that occurs onto this meat and onto this chefsa that was asked about, and that says the Ravid, that's the svara here, not just because of kavod. And there are nafkaminas based on those two suggestions. Is it based on the kavod of the first one, or is it based on chaticha di surah? What if the first person changes his mind? Right, could you retract the chaticha di surah? There are a number of nafkaminas, not for now. Tana Rabbanan. When they all left Yerushalayim, remember, Tain Liyavne v'chachamecha, Vespasian, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, when they all left and they went to Yavne, Pasku kulam b'chvod achsanya, they started giving praise, b'chvod achsanya. Does that mean they're hosts now? That means generally hosts that host Talmidei Chachamim. Well, they started talking, v'darshu, and they started darshaning. Pasach, Rabbi Yehuda, Rosh HaMedabrim, b'chal makom. Rabbi Yehuda was always the first speaker. Why was he the first speaker? He was the Rosh HaMedabrim for the Romans. You see on the side, Shabbos Lama Gimel. Right, that's the sugya. Shabbos Lama Gimel, Lag Ba'omer. The sugya of Rosh HaMedabrim, into the cave. Rabbi Yehuda was the one that praised the Romans in that story. If you remember, Rav Shimon insulted them. That's why he had to go into hiding. But Rav Yehuda praised them, and that's why they made him the Rosh HaMedabrim. V'darshu, whenever the rabbis got together, he spoke first. So Pasach, Rav Yehuda, b'chvod haTorah. V'darash, and he darshin. Moshe yikach es ha'ohel. V'natala michus la'machane. After the egel, Moshe put his tent outside the camp. Below dvarim kal v'chomer. Uma Aron Hashem. Shelo haya meruchak el shnei masar mil. The Aron was outside only 12 mil. Amre Torah. V'haya kol mevakish Hashem. Yitzei lo amoed. And yet people went out. And were mevakish Hashem. Tamidei chachamim shaholchim me'ir le'ir. Umi medina le'medina lomo Torah. Alachas kama v'kama. Surely if they're closer in, you have to give them kavod. V'dibra Hashem el Moshe panim al panim. Amr Rabbi Yitzchak, Amr LaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe. Moshe, ani v'ata nazbir panim balacha. Let's learn together. Nazbir panim balacha. Some say that Hashem was giving Moshe the ability to be creative and take part in the learning process. Right, this was setting the stage for all Torah shebal peh. Ika da amri kach amar l'Kadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe. Or some say Hashem said the following: Kishem shani is barti l'cha panim kach ataz berpanim liYisrael. So too be mazber panim v'achzir hoel mimkomo. Hashem says to Moshe, you know, go back to the people. If I can be mocha the people. So you have to be mocha the people. V'sheva l'machane v'chulo, go back to the camp. Amar bivo, amar l'chodesh baruch l'moshe. Achshav yomur harav v'katz v'tamud v'katz. If you're outside the camp, they're going to think, I'm outside the camp. Yisrael matahelem, what's going to be? Im ata machzir ha'olim kamom mutav. If you go back, Moshe, bring the tent back. I know you're very upset. You had to break the luchos, and you had to get in other ones. But if you go back, fine. V'im lav, Yoshua binun tamitcha, mishore sachtecha, I'll get another leader. Wow. V'hainu d'chsiv v'sheva l'machaneh, go back to the camp. Amar Rava, afal pikin lo yasa davar l'vatala, still, nothing went l'vatala, Yeshua did become the leader. Shneemar u'mishar so, Yeshua binu na'ar lo yamish b'tocha ohel. We had a drasha, I think, 3-4 years ago, about this pasuk. Yeshua binu na'ar. How old was Yeshua at this point? 57. Shua binun was 57 years old. He's called a na'ar. Halavai. We should all be na'ar. That should be our, we should be characterized as that. But how could Naar, as a youth, he had the attitude of Naarus. He always had the youthful. Youth means you're always looking forward, you're always future focused. You're what else could I do? Excited, right? That's Naar. What's the opposite? The opposite is Rav Aaron Soloveitchik said over that when he was a young boy and he was saying Slichas, he was standing next to his father. Al tashlicheni leizikna, kichol lechena tazvenim. And he didn't say that one so out loud. The other ones he did. His father looks at him and says, why? He's like, I'm not a Zakein yet. He says, it's an attitude. It's not literal. Al tashlicheni, don't throw me don't let me have a Zakein attitude. Always looking in the past, not looking towards the future. So that's the Rav Yisrael Salanter about Na'ar, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik about Zakein. V'yot pasach Rabbi Yehuda v'chvod haTorah v'darash, haskeis u'shma Yisrael, hayom ezen yeisa la'am. Listen, today you're a nation, v'chi oso hayom nin haTorah li'Yisrael, that day the Torah was given, v'halo oso yom sofar boim shana haya. It was the end of 40 years. So what do you mean today, hayom ezen? El lamedcha, shechaviv haTorah alamdeh b'chol yom ha'yom, kiyom shenitna ma'ar Sinai. Torah is so beloved, as if it was given on our Sinai. Every day is as if we got the Torah. Amr b'tavchon b'reid d'Rebbe Chiya ishkvar ako. Teid, I'll prove it to you. She adam korei kriya shema shachris v'arvis v'erev echad in a korei. If we don't say Kriyashba, if we don't do something one night, it should feel like we missed it. It's so part of our life that if we don't do it one night, we missed it. And it's terrible, right? Kriyashma. So quoted a beautiful horror from Rav Huttner. Rav Huttner notes that Kriyashma is the most common tefillah that we say. Twice a day, we say it before a bris, we say it at the end of a person's life, we say it on Yom Kippur, we say it's... What's the makar for Yiyu Beinecha Kachadoshim? It's in Kriya Shema. The most common tefillah, that's where Chazal told us to put the source for being mechadesh, for being for feeling like Torah is new. Why? Because even the most common thing should feel as if it's new. That's an amazing ha'ara of a footner. Haskes, just a little bit more. Asu kitos, fa'isku batorah. Make groups and be osik batorah. Levish ena torah nicknames ella bechabura. Kedirashi brechanina. You have to have chavruses and chaburas. Tharam yosu brechanina, mai dechsev cherav al badav and noalu. Cherav al son eim shal temide chachamim, she yoshim badav and badav oskim batorah. Woe to those who sit and learn Torah individually. It's not only bad, but it makes one foolish. They're considered sinners. Because imagine the Torah that you could get by being together. The Mefarshim here say that's only where you can. You have a can of a chavrusa. If you don't have a choice, having chavrusa, then not. Davar acher haskeis shema Yisrael kitzu atzmechem al divrei Torah. Push yourself and crush yourself on Torah. Right? We have to kill ourselves for Torah. Be quiet first. Learn a lot and then start grinding it up. Meaning first try to get a bakias and then start grinding it up in Iyun. Okay, we'll have to stop here. And we'll start with maybe Adam Kiyamas Ba'ohel and a couple of other points. But Hashem, we will continue tomorrow on the last Avim Zechas Brachas. Again, remember, starting on Friday, the daf will only be offered on the OU website, OU.org. We thank again the sponsors, the Orlinsky family, for sponsoring L'Zecha Nishmas, Menachem Yisrael Ben Yaakov Yisrael, Orlinsky, and Chaim Abba Ben Yosef Yehuda.